Hi guys.
Don't do that.
Hi guys. Welcome back to the As If podcast. If you don't know already, my name is Fikemi.
And my name is Lydia.
And yeah, you guys, welcome back to season two.
There was barely a season one, but
girl,
like being here.
We don't even need to talk about that.
Yeah, let's just keep it going.
I hold two seasons. It's not easy now. Even if it's just 5 episodes, it's still not easy.
Have we done up to 5 episodes?
This is gonna be the 5th one, girl. So we haven't spoken to the people since last year, April. And obviously
just continue.
So much has happened since then, guys. Girl, where do we start? I mean, April, we were in COVID. I mean, we're still in COVID, but, you know, it's a bit less. But, yeah, we in a panoramic, we in a panini, like.
Not a panini.
Yes. And, yeah, tell the people what's been going on in your life. Yeah.
Girl, if you want to know what's been going on in my life, open Insta blog, you can see.
I'm so sorry.
Things been happening.
Fuck Insta blog.
Yeah, I hate those guys.
I hate them so fucking much.
Things. Yeah, but what's been going on with you?
Nothing, you know, I've just been chilling, I've just been doing me, you know. Nothing
has been good. Online school has been like, I don't know, at first, like, not like I was gassed about the pandemic, but like, I can't lie, uni can be very tedious and like physically draining as well as like other things. So I think I was kind of excited when they said, okay, we can continue online. But then there's just something about, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm not used to doing like academic work in this space. Like my body has just been rejecting
working, right?
Yeah.
Are you telling me, girl? When I went back to Lagos for like 6 months during the pandemic, I left uni, obviously. Bro,
you went back to Lagos for 6 months?
Yeah, I went back to Lagos for 6 months. Yesterday.
You were in Lagos for 6 months?
Yesterday, I was in Lagos for 6 months.
For real? When?
For real, girl. When I was in Lagos.
Where we seen? I can't. Was it 6 months?
Yeah, girl, it was 6 months. I was there from March to September.
Girl, it does not feel like 6 months. Are you crazy?
I know. I was shocked and like confused that half of my year was spent in Lagos. But
really? It felt like you were there for like a couple of weeks. Wow.
I know. 6 whole months. Wow. I had to study in my room.
I remember. I remember you were talking about that.
Yeah, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. It was so disgusting. Like, you know, you're not used to resting, waking up, and working in the same place every single day.
Yeah.
Right, man. It's not healthy. Like, it's not done. They don't do
it. I feel like I missed the level. Uni gave me some sort of like structure.
Like structure. Oh my God. Yeah. Structure.
I can't, and like, you know how like I have a thing for making a to-do list, timetable.
Yeah, plans. Yeah, no.
So I feel like that part, that's a very arranged side of uni, always like gassed me. Like I just always liked this. I just like liked knowing when to like wake up, sleep, all of that.
Do all these things.
Yeah.
We took that from us. Like it wasn't even funny. Like I can't say like the only thing I enjoyed about, you know, lockdown was I was actually working out. And I was working out, you know, I was losing 1 or 2 weights. But...
Wait, lockdown, I got really skinny in the first lockdown in Lagos. I got really skinny.
Really? You always been skinny.
Girls, stop lying. I got really skinny first lockdown, and then I wasn't skinny anymore. I don't know what happened. Then obviously there was the whole NSARS movement that came, shook our generation, opened all our eyes.
Gosh, I remember like just watching it from England. I wanted to be in Lagos so bad, just to really like participate, because I was so proud of everybody.
Like, that's one thing. Happy. Like, just so proud.
The country was moving. Things looked like they were
like,
you know,
that's easy. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen any form of like, as I was saying, I've never seen Nigerians come together
that way.
It was so motivating.
And then, you know, then obviously Nigerian governments had to do Nigerian
government. They just had to do themselves. They had to show themselves.
Very
useless. They were like, yeah.
people really showed themselves during that season.
I'm
honestly.
Not even going to lie. I feel like, where do I start? I've been avoiding these conversations, especially like avoiding joining them on the TL, mainly because like the whole period, that whole time was very like, I don't know. I just feel like it just unlocked some kind of emotion that I can't like. Particularly, it's sadness, but like I don't know what it is, but it makes me feel very bad. So I've just been avoiding it. Not like I do not want to participate in these things, or I don't want to, because you know conversations go a long way. However, they've just been very triggering. Like everybody, TL warrior. Like I'll be there talking, calling out, but like I've just not been able to do that.
I completely get that. Period was a very like that thing that happened. Like I even like, that happened, thing. I wasn't watching the lives. I couldn't.
Like, bro, I was, and I just wish like I didn't. I just I genuinely. That's the thing. Please fight for your country in the way you know how to. You don't like. I think I watched and read some things that I shouldn't have. Like I don't know what I was thinking. There were other ways of supporting was in school, so I was trying to overcompensate for not being there, not protesting. So I was just, trying doing to everything. And it just really fucked. I don't want to be swearing on this podcast, but it did that. It messed up my mental.
I feel like that messed up every Nigerian, to be honest. Like we're all scared, TBH.
A very funny conversation that came up was the one of calling out people who have parents in politics. Do you know my favorite people during one of my favorite people apart from FK, my queen, Jola, Mo, our superheroes? But like another set of people that I loved so much during the whole time of that happening was the guys that their popsies are in politics, but they just stayed quiet. Like, you know, I was like, I see you.
They get mined. They get mined past everybody else.
But then the ones that now, like, wanted to show themselves, but when you now raise your eyebrow, like they're not be like, well, my daddy is different, okay?
My daddy is trying his best. You don't know what he has.
She's a woman in politics, as a politician, political, a leader. It was that number again.
Fuck.
Remind me when.
Fucking hilarious.
Wait.
What did she say? Not a political. Fuck.
Damn. I have to remember. It's something in politics, guys. You bust my brain, guys. I was reading it.
Very, very mad, yes.
No, it like shocked me because I thought to an extent we knew the level of corruption in this country, we knew like how things were, but like we were just the word I think desensitized. Like we just used to see it because like you know when something is so. It's so common and normal, corruption, normal peace, you know, normal so guys are just, I thought that was the case that everyone should knew the but it's like these guys don't really know what they're like. No, FK, like guys don't really know what their daddies are doing, like they really don't know what's going on. I feel like
I think they don't want to know either. I think they don't want to know, don't ask questions,
because for you to yarn, like for you to have
confidence to learn these
things. Your mumsy has been popsy, whoever has been in like a position for 15 years before they now realize that it's not working out. Thing I read on Twitter was that the person was in a position, but after realizing that she couldn't move forward or like make actual change or do her job well enough. I can't remember which story exactly I read, like, because people shout out, they were yearning, but like I can't remember whose story this was. But then that's when like she decided to leave office, like, okay, I cannot work here again. A blessing in disguise for me was obviously I lived in Nigeria all my life. I've never schooled anywhere. I feel like, guys, you need to live here. You need to live here to, like, I'm doing uni here, and obviously, like, I'm doing a very political course, and hearing, like, people who have experienced, like, my lecturers that have experienced these things firsthand, that have worked in government, that have, like, hearing them talk, like, when they talk about this country and seeing these things firsthand, like, 247, the reality of, I keep hitting something, sorry, the reality of, like, this country, like, seeing it firsthand on a daily basis, every day for 21 years, yeah. It does something to you. Like, I don't really know what it is or how, like, you're just failing to, I don't even want to, that's not what we're talking about, but like,
it was
too much. And what was, there's one particular lamba that I heard, they now said that the, what's it called, like, children of politicians, they're somewhat like victims, they don't have a choice. Like, that kind of thing. It's,
I feel so bad for them. My shame.
Like, so sorry. I don't know. Because, you know, the thing is that, like, your parents
stole money from civilians. I'm so sorry.
Public funds is what you're using to go to Mykonos, and do not post it on the same tier. If your pussy was an armed robber, if your pussy was an armed robber or a ritualist, I don't think you'd be fronting the money like that. Do you get?
You'd be scared now.
But because he's a politician, it's like glamorized. Let me tell you guys now, if you don't know, like, stealing public government's money is just another, and this,
FK. It's armed robbery. No, it's armed robbery. That's what they're just, when they dress up nice, they have money. It's armed robbery.
Armed robbers in Abada and sometimes suit and tie.
Robbers in Abada.
Genuinely.
In public office.
Terrorists. Terrorists.
Because, guys, you know what I always say? It's not like they don't have corruption in the UK or in America. But guess what? They will still tell 10%, 20% and leave the remaining 80%
and 90%. You know another thing that we fail to realize when we talk about these things? Look at the standard of living in other countries.
Hey,
look at the standard.
They've obviously done something for the people. Yes, they
still a little bit.
Give it good. Nigeria, they won't do one thing. You can ask your government for them.
That's the thing. Like, I don't think these guys understand is that you will not have mind to buy, to use government's money to buy bag when you're seeing people die based on the kind
they don't have. People that voted you into power don't have food, don't have the basic and amenities. You be scared.
You know, my school is not in Ilishan, and then so we have, like, if once in a while, depending on, like, how things are, you can come across like a gardener or a cleaner, like, just hear them talk or start a conversation with them and just hear, like, the way these guys are living. This is not even Lagos. Lagos cleaners are going through one thing, but, like, this is Ilishan. This is like a village.
Yeah.
If you can, it breaks. And these guys, it's not like they don't have job. Even with the job, it breaks my heart.
What are they earning? Yeah. Nobody's doing anything then for this, them.
When is now time to drag? What's the name of that guy that they drag? Hush Puppy or the local Yahoo boy down the street? They'll now. That's when they'll come outside.
Everybody knows that stealing is wrong. Then
desensitized to corruption is what, like, everyone that, is.
That's the word.
And the word. Like, okay. no one is exempted. Like, I don't give a. I need to stop, mind my language. But, like, that's just what it is. I don't know what's, like, before we were younger, I didn't really understand. Not like I didn't understand politics, but I know the deeper I'm like that.
Of course. I feel like the older we get, is the more.
Yeah, sense. Like, you're in the same house with a murderer. Wake up, sweetie. But, like, guys, so many guys have canceled me because, well, I canceled them first, so it's fine. But, like, guys don't like me because I am your popsy the thief, but it is what it is. Like, no vex.
It is what it is. I mean, he did it. So,
But this is not even you are insulted. So, why are you angry? But it's okay. It's actually okay. Trump is also out.
So. Speaking of politics. speaking of politics.
Yeah.
America is such a fucking, like, I don't even know what's up with that country.
I don't even know.
Trump being gone.
So can you imagine? I was like, I really wanted that to happen. Like, I really wanted that. Is that, I really wanted.
Speaking rights.
Yeah, it just didn't sound. Wait, I think. No. It's what I was going to say next that wasn't correct. Okay. It wasn't correct.
Okay, go on.
Who have I been hanging out with? God. But I wanted that to happen, but, like, I just didn't believe that it
would. You know, I thought Trump would win, low-key. Because, you know, Americans are really, like, crazy. So I was like, oh, these people are mad. These guys,
they like suffering.
No, they like suffering now. Like, do you see what... Okay, do you see what's going on in that country? That place is right now, what's going on in Texas, all these things, that place is a third world country. Mm-hmm. No, couldn't be me. I'm never complaining about UK again. I'm never complaining about Niger, UK, nothing again.
But countries be having their own problems, and what's it called? It's not like every like president, any person to come into power is going to have their own flaws and whatever. Like, Obama was not a saint.
How?
Yeah, no, but like, I'm just
well criminal.
Someone that is so openly racist, like leading a racist, superpower like America. Like, what does that say about like the way, like the world? Like, what does that say?
Nah. Hey, what does that say about America?
10 steps back.
Scary.
Yeah, but
scary, but I can't like we get Buhari, so everybody has
been Buhari.
And I have Boris Johnson in the UK. You don't know what I'm going through, Lydia. You don't know.
I guess I address you guys. Let's not even start with that.
Okay, I can't like
you used to talk.
At least the guy do Yanos. At least he do Yanos. Buhari,
yeah, he's giving us silent treatment.
Everybody in Nigeria, Buhari will not say anything.
He was like aired.
don't fucking kill me. He doesn't. The guy is too shy. Like,
I think that's the honest truth. That's the honest truth. I think he's just shy, and I feel like we should stop putting pressure on him. When he's ready, he'll talk.
Nobody wants to talk. He'll talk. I imagine that. Feel my guy.
Shambles. We're so finished.
Praying for my country. Yeah. Girl. So you know, you tweeted something like, oh. The day after Valentine's Day, you said something like, oh, yesterday was so cute. What did you mean by that? what exactly did you mean by that?
You did a bad thing. You did a bad thing just now.
No, I kept it in my heart. I said, very good. Yeah.
You did a bad thing. How did you spend Valentine's Day? I love this.
Me?
Mm-mm. You're not person in the podcast.
I had Galentine's guy, and it was like, when I was in the Galentine's, I was not even feeling good. I was just irritated. I said, I don't even like
it. Wasn't feeling like warm. It wasn't feeling cozy.
Bro, check on your friends that had Valentine's last year, and then this year they had Galentine's.
Hey, okay. God, forgive me. Why are you saying these things?
When okay, it's all right.
I was just. Ellie, let me not life talk, sir. I'm over.
But yeah, you said you had a cute day.
I had a cute day now. I actually had a cute day. Like,
what did you do?
That's one thing I've learned. If I talk too much now. I'm not talking again. I'm not talking again. But it was actually a really cute day. I just took time to reflect on like just so many things, and I just was like, wow, I'm so loved. I have such amazing people around me. So that was just everything that was cute about it.
That's actually adorable. Yeah, no, I had my Galentine's was cute too. We watched Namaste Wahala, which was a fucking mess.
Can you stop swearing now?
I'm so sorry, you guys. Please forgive me.
But was it bad?
In my miniature. Have you not watched?
I haven't. Is it on Netflix?
So, you know, there's bad that, it's bad, but I like it. Like, the cue's bad. Nah, this was horrible.
Like, the acting, production.
Girl, the acting was confusing. They skipped, like, they skipped everything and they just started singing. Instead, no plots, just singing.
Nigerians, I've watched a lot of movies like that. Like, by Nigerians.
Nigerian movies, they like to fight the idea of
plots. Like, this vibe, like, you have to enter it like slowly. Let's understand development.
Let's just vibe.
Yeah, you just be watching things, no character development, no like no one is doing this. Like, they just wake up, say something. Just
wake up and say everybody
everybody just does
what they want to do.
Yeah.
Guys, speaking of...
Anyway, wait. Let me just announce it here. Please, I've just been dabbling. And now, please, if you make movies, just hit me up. I'm trying to... I don't know what's...
Lydia!
Oh, God. Because it's not singing. It's actually not singing. I want to ask Lydia. Film.
You want to ask film? But the thing is that you can act. You can fit film. Like,
I know. Because it puts me in... Like,
come on, she's light skin. What
stop
does you want?
It right there.
I'm so sorry.
Stop it right there. Time out.
Well, that they don't usually do that.
Nigerians, they love it. Five days. Cast said, so enter the movie. We want you. I don't want to call names, but like your fave Nigerian,
the light skin privilege.
Your fave Nigerian actors and actresses.
That's that light skin privilege, right?
It's there. So real. It's die. So real. I don't know why it's not. I've not tested it in the this industry. Please, like, if that's the case, come and cast me your film.
He's not fair, though.
JK.
But
just kidding.
She's not kidding. She's not kidding one bit. Oh my goodness. Yeah, girl. But a movie that I really like, people are really talking about it a lot on my TL, was definitely Malcolm and Marie. And when they were saying it, it's like, oh, they thought it was going to be a movie about love, but it was something
else. I loved it, so.
And I was like, honestly, because I know when people say these things, the movie's nice. So,
I actually loved it. Like,
I really liked it. It was, I found it a really, like,
oh my god, realistic movie. And like one of those things that make you think, make it like you just be like, because like during the. She was just, at first, she was really passive. And, like, it was just so realistic. That's the word. Because that's how arguments be happening. Like, I know one or two things about that.
She does know one or two things about arguing.
My specialty. I'd be giving them. And she just started off, you know, classic passive aggression. The guy is too oblivious. He didn't even know what's happening. Guy was just, you know... Going on. The girl was just and she gave him warning. She said no. She doesn't want to yarn in the morning. Okay, no. He now said we must. They now started giving themselves and it was just like the way out. like the real reason she was upset was slowly uncovered. No one is ever like, no one is crazy. They're not always right about the way they, you know, go about it, but no one is crazy. Like, she was really upset about something that happened. Like, the her original reason, him not, like, I like to believe her original reason, there were other things, yes, but like the main thing was that he did not cast her anything, right? And it was her story. Do you get? And that's not even the main, it's just like his nature. Like, do you know, like, how selfish you have to be? In because she said that he didn't want to share the like spotlights with anyone. He wanted to be the genius that came up with the story and all of that. So like, it was just wow.
And had that monologue at the end when she was just telling him how he could have thanked her, like, that's all you needed to do. Now that was such beautiful acting for me. God, Zendaya. She did something.
She did many things. And you know the part where she was pretending to still be a druggie and she grabbed the knife and she was like, and then he was like, oh, that was... that's what personality or...
So, like, that's what authenticity or...
Yeah, like being authentic. I was just there like, you go, sis.
Yeah.
Nah, that was so like beautiful. Another thing that I realized, I don't know why it's in black and white, but I feel like that is symbolic. It means something. Like... I don't know what it means definitely yet. I know.
No, but it means something. They would just put
like, black and red. Another thing I noticed was how she kept leaving the house and all of that. And he too left at some point and he was like doing whatever he was doing.
No, every time.
Oh my god, I was just going to mention that. Look at us literature students analyzing stuff. What's it called? Like, you know how she basically said that he was needy and and one thing I noticed was that Loki, she and I feel like why they're still together and why they might never be apart is that imagine her complaining about him being needy when it's like she likes like feeling needed because
for me they were so like both of them were just so fucked up in their own ways and they needed each other essentially.
Very chaotic. They told me that I'm learning work from chaotic, her, that she's learning work from me. I heard that, I was like, girl. Wow.
Like, no.
But
I've heard one or two arguments from
no,
you.
No, stop.
Marie can learn one or two things.
I feel like I don't argue crazily. No, I don't.
If you're, I'm scared of you, right? I feel after God and my mom.
Wait, Fikemi, have I ever had an argument like arguments where like I'm just saying things?
No, never. That thing is never based. Even Marie, her own was not based.
It's just the way she went about it. But to be fair, it was kind of crazy. Do
something.
And
no, don't do something to somebody and then like not expect that. That's another thing. That's another thing.
And that's like men are just naturally like manipulative. I just think it's a natural thing because like
gaslighting.
Bro, they do things, but they just expect to get away with it. And when they don't get away with it, it's so insulting. It's so like you're angry. Like no. And then you know
they're so sure that you can have the guts to be upset with them.
And it's yeah, sickening.
Nah, it's crazy.
Another thing is that narcissism is actually like a personality disorder, and a lot of men are narcissistic, and that needs to be looked into. Because look at him, he's actually obsessed with himself, like, and he doesn't even know it. And they'll say he's being passionate.
That's the thing about narcissists, though. Then nobody really knows that they're a narcissist. They just think like that's how they think, and it's crazy.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like another thing that's like nice about the movie. Like, you're actually watch, because it's hard to like explain when somebody's being like that way. But then when you watch it, it's like that's what it's like right there.
That's what it. Okay, narcissist. I know one or two. I know, and like they don't know that they're doing it. And sometimes you just have to just leave them.
Because what again?
Like, this person doesn't know better. So let me just. Like,
what again?
What else do you? What else can they do?
Yeah. A good movie. Great acting. I liked that it was in a house. Actually, I liked that it had like.
Yeah. So I think. Do you know what? I think it was in black and white, so we could focus only on the words and the acting. Yeah, you get me.
Like. Yeah. I do. Oh my god. Do you know something I just remembered? Because we mentioned COVID. And I basically just remembered when there was a party, like, they were advertising. I wasn't in the country, so I didn't...
Oh my god.
I was there? I wasn't in the country, so I didn't really know what was happening. But, like, in terms of, like, I knew, like, I would hear, like, them say, oh, lockdown here, but then I'd go on Snap, still see one or two things. Everybody. So, like, it was just generally confusing. It was just generally confusing. And then I just, that night was so hot. This party in particular, I'm not going to mention the name of Patricia, but, like, this party in particular, guys said that, it must not happen.
Okay. For me... It was crazy for me. Guy, watching that thing go on, I have a lot of thoughts, one or two thoughts about that thing. Like, for me, it was... Okay, people, like, the thing about this going out during COVID... Me, I didn't... Not me, though. It'll be easy. But going out in COVID is, like... At a point, it just became like, oh, you can't just tell people not to go out. At a point, it's kind of hypocritical because everybody at a point, they're like, I can't lie. I just have to just see my friends, do this, do that. But I feel like people, to a certain level, they went out. Either their friends came over to their house.
Beach rocks, dinners. There was friends gatherings.
However you want to dress it. However you want to dress it, there were gatherings. And people were... So obviously, and I understand the sentiment of saying somebody should not have a person. Like, people have lost parents, people have lost family members, they've lost this pandemic is real, do you understand? But the thing about Lagos is that even if they do something 1 million times, once somebody they don't really know or like does it, you are the scapegoat.
Everybody in this Lagos has agenda that they're always pushing. There's always agenda.
Agenda. Nobody is pure.
That's why I don't used to really follow them to like drag. Have you noticed? Like everyone that I've ever come for called out, I personally don't have to like you. Do you understand? I don't care if my neighbor doesn't like you or like a group of people don't like you. If you've done something to me, you've done something to me. But like when I was on the TL reading those things, I was like, okay, I'm getting this side. I'm also getting this other side. Because in all fairness, that party, like, apparently they had been advertising it, they had planned. Obviously, it's not like, oh, they woke up and decided to have a party.
And that is to have and it, right?
Also, Lagos in December in Lagos was actually like, from what I had seen, guys were out every night. Guys were doing things. So imagine they say lockdown, or they call a lockdown today, and the party is tomorrow. Okay, now, like, think.
Like, what do you want
yeah,
me to do?
And guys were still going out. Guys were actually still going out. And, like, do you know what was so funny? As they were dragging them on the tail. There was this thing that they do. That bronze thing.
But did you see that? The people that were dragging, there like, was rocks.
Not even small rocks. Rocks. So you guys were focusing on small... There was this big event, that brunch thing that they do. There was now... Some influencers in Lagos went out through another like costume. Guys, they were. I said, oh.
And I was, you know what? It was wrong because I saw some people that were at party. They were dancing on one or two like no, or something like that. And they were dragging
let's
somebody.
Let's not talk about that one. Let's not talk about that one because I saw them there.
Oh, wrong. It's wrong. It's
I mean, I was there, but like I saw.
And it's just normal. Lagos
yeah, like I don't like this person or this person, and they don't like people that are outspoken. I've noticed they don't like people that you know they don't really send like that. Like
do yeah, Lagos think about Lagos. They want everybody to be on
like, I feel like this is another like, thing people don't like me because I know to send your mama. Like I don't send anybody.
You're so humble.
And, like the guys that were throwing the party, they didn't give a fuck. They didn't care because yeah, like and. They weren't afraid to yarn. Yeah, we're all hypocrites. And they didn't like that. Guess we're getting deep. Oh, people are dying. God punish you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, no.
I'm like this is not who like, you're going to take. Like, there was just so much. Yeah, humility. Like, people were not even angry at what they were doing. Yeah. I think they were just angry at the way.
Just like,
they weren't, like,
bold enough.
Yeah, they didn't really send. I don't know. Guys are always expecting you to be afraid. But the reality of things that things were happening. Things were happening. I was seeing guys at the beach, yo, with your, whether it's 10 friends you brought. Like, you were shot at the beach. And
Guy, there was exposure so at really? The end of the day. And the thing is for me, like I understand, like okay, like for some people, like okay, I understand, like I've lost
yeah, there's also so that
about a pandemic or saying like oh this pandemic no, people are not dying people are dying, do you understand that you have
bro
like that even if you want to yarn, if you want to rack sense,
that's what I'm saying like it's actually very scary. Like I've heard about I haven't lost anyone, we thank God. But, like, I've heard about stories. My mom has lost friends. People, yeah.
Yeah, my mom has lost so many friends. It's crazy. So,
trust
like, I
me,
get that. I understand people that come from that actual.
It's harder for, like it's harder for some of us that's, like, I remember lockdown really kicked my ass. Apart from, like, dealing with it, me mentally and, like, emotionally and all of that. I was not making that much money because, like, everything was obviously, and
closed, yeah.
It was just, I'm just thinking about it. It was just a mess. There were no shoots. Guys were scared to see. Yeah, so I remember that. So, obviously, I was happy, even though, like, it wasn't the best decision to ease the lockdown or to remove the lockdown. I was so happy because guys need to eat. Like, you don't even understand. Guys need to eat. Guys need to go to
school. Yeah. For me, lockdown is not even the best thing.
Yeah,
for
like
a country
guys
like
are
Nigeria.
Hungry and
like, it's not.
It was really, yeah, it was really bad.
People are poor.
And they're not.
Yeah,
they will still send NEPA bill. That's the thing. They'll actually still send NEPA bill. They're even using more electricity. Like it was just a mess. I'm not even.
That was a mess for real. Like that's the thing. Like I feel like you can't fault people for going out, but like at the
I'm
same
not,
time,
yeah.
like see both sides.
Like,
at the end of the day, see both
sides. The wrong set of people, cause like guys, my aunt
was
taking the vaccine.
There was no two parts.
Guys
no
are like,
my anger is with the government. They said I'm not reaching vaccine until 2024. That's my where my anger is. Nigerian government are the real.
I just feel like there was just a lot of aggression, and people were speaking to people that like they were speaking in ways that they wouldn't to other people because that.
Yeah.
Because
people
they were call out your guy
rocks.
First
your
you yeah that's
you
the thing
call them out
just, I don't
like, that's just because I beg nobody ever like has intentions. They just want to
can
use
never
you
be...
as a scapegoat or just
I'm joking sure. Everybody they collect on that Twitter I've noticed that
about,
like
about
no
that
matter
dragon.
How fine ugly rich anything you collect have you seen them drag me that tail. I'll just wake up, God, what have I done today? I was... I'll wake up, 20 plus, how do they do that thing? 20 plus notification, I'm like, God, it has happened. I can't breathe. Twitter, well, were you not, are you not the girl that... Shut up. Just shut up. Honestly, God, There was one guy that I can't remember. Oh, do you know what's paining me about this? About this guy. I was talking about, there was this thing that happened again on the TL. There was a false rape accusation. And I said,
the thing is
that, like, that sucks, honestly. And I'm not like, I'm gassed that, oh, someone was falsely accused. I don't hate men that much. I mean, I dislike them, but, like, it's not like that. That should be the fate of any man. But, like,
yeah,
it happened, but we have bigger problems at hand. That's what people are failing to understand. And I said that, you know, if I accuse another man tomorrow, I will still believe her first. Like, that.
Almost. I'll still believe her.
This boy in particular is the way I need to look for his handle. I can't even give him special shout outs. This guy just decided, you, Lydia, it's me and you today. Yeah, drag me. I'm a ponytail. I don't even understand. The guy just bought all the any gist that he has ever heard of me in Lagos. He was so yelling.
You're not the one.
I said, guy, I'm just airing my views. I'm just saying what I believe. I'm just saying my mind's on my Twitter again. I was like, wow. Like, I was like, what did I do to this guy?
This is so because nobody even cares.
I don't know what I did to that guy. If you're listening to, because the guy knows so much about me, so I'm sure that he's listening to this. Someone now entered my DMs. Nigerians are so wicked. Someone now entered my DMs and said, yeah, why are you arguing with this guy? He's like, fall to you. You can't chill him. Chill him when you see. God, I've actually suffered.
Oh my God, Nigerians are.
I've actually suffered. I'll just tweet anything.
God, you can tweet anything. Somebody will find somebody. You can tweet. I'm in a good mood today. Somebody say, why should you be in a good mood? Now you're not the girl that.
God. It's not fair. There's nothing that guys have no use to tell me. Is it not you that was sitting down with Rama, like...
Okay. Oh, we know you.
Can you imagine? Like, sorry. I won't do that anymore.
Sorry, no. Sorry, I was doing my job.
I remember one person said, oh, something, model, something, Instagram. I was like, okay, you know what? Provide a job for me in your old company. I'm going to stop doing this.
You will quit Instagram. Just give me job.
Speaking of Instagram, please follow me on Instagram. I need to eat.
Girl, are you not going to post the episode on your Instagram?
I am, but true.
Well, so they know you from.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah.
Wow, this was fun.
And shout out you guys, like. We had a lot of listens on our podcast, and we're really grateful for the attention you pay us. It's not easy.
Emails and messages asking about this.
And dragging. They drag us that, why can't we post a new
episode?
Y'all
are so... Yeah.
So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll be way more consistent. And obviously, we're going to, you know, bring you more content throughout this year. So, just watch out for that. And yeah. Bye. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Bye, girl.
This episode is brought to you by the network NG.